Okay, so we're at our third, Bezrat Hashem, our third preparation for Shavuot Shir. And if you recall, the first year that we had focused on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the concept of like where he came from and being Seser, all of the dinim of that were Negea Klal Yisrael Zilchus Tamatera Le'olam Vayed, and this was the derech from, and Hillel Azaken, who worked every day, for him to go running around burning up people that are working. What would he have done if he passed Hillel Azaken? I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And it obviously made no sense whatsoever. And we were aimed on this new nekuda of what space you're living in, which had to do with the second shir, which introduced the concept of Kisser Shel Teira and the way that Amelus connects the two levels of Teira. We're talking about the aspect of Yedias HaTeira and the element of the space of Teira in which Limud is maybe the Demaisa B'chol Malkaim. It has nothing to do with knowing a particular thing. It has to do with the Chibur directly to Limud HaTeira. And from there, we discuss the concept of Amelus. What is Amelus? Where does it come from? How exactly would it connect the two inyanim of the way in which we see Torah? One is the concept of learning and teaching, which is very well defined by particular things that you have to know in Torah Shebal Peh, in Torah Shebiksav, which you can be yotze. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. You could be yotze this mitzvah by learning all of Torah Shebiksav, and then learning through Mishnah Torah, and then you are Mekayim the mitzvah, except that you have to keep chazering, that you shouldn't forget. But somehow or other, in the middle of that mitzvah came the idea of Gemara, which again, on the simplest level, is not Mechayev Mamash Amelus. It's Mechayev, a certain level of ability to be able to take what it is that you're learning and to be able to actually utilize it, fully understand it, and so on. But that, of course, is not what it was that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was doing, and is certainly not the element of the third perek, in which Rambam introduces me, the Shinesa'o Libo, the Kaye Mitzvah Zokera'ui, somebody whose heart uplifts him, and he wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah correctly. He cannot have in mind anything else at all in life. All he can think about is basically on his lathe, Lo Yasim Libo, not anything else. And that seems to be something that goes beyond the requirements in that Mishnah Soli Bo, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah as necessary. But it's really Ra'ui, but it doesn't mean if Lo Nisa Oli Bo, so then Lo Nisa Oli Bo, what can you do? You do whatever you can do. Now that itself is not so poshut, because at the end of Perek Shlishi, where Lechora, the Rambam has been expounding on this idea of what it is to be learning Torah as someone whose life is Menaseim, he brings in that it started with the ideas in Kolaisim B'Torah B'Laila, Chuchah Chesed Nimshach. Then it goes on to Kidvar Hashem Baza. What's Kidvar Hashem Baza? Zeshelo Ishgiach Adivrei Torah Kol Iker. V'chol mi she'efshar lo la'asok b'Torah ve'eino osek, או שקרא ושנה ופירש להבלי עולם, והניח תלמודו וזנחו, הרי זה בכלל בוא זה דבר השם. Now, how in the world did we get from the madrega of Misha Nesao Libo Lekai and Mitzvah Zu in Halacha Aleph to הרי זה בכלל בוא זה דבר השם in Halacha Yud Gimel? I thought this was all like, extra for those who are ready for this darga. Omru chachomim kolam bevatelat haTorah miosher, sofo levatla mioni, becholam mekayim es haTorah mioni, sofo lekayim miosher. Vareze mefurish b'Torah, reyom etachas shelo avadat asher shem lokecha besimcha betuvleivav mirov kol veavadat oyvecha. So, now we're talking about a complete hafora of the bris, which initially was introduced purely in terms of Mishnah Solibo. So, obviously we're missing something. There's something about this Madrega of Torah that is Nogea, the entire question of where we're coming from as human beings. Because without it, we're saying that there is no simcha, there's no tuv levav, and because of it, it's going to be vavada toivecha. Well, you must admit that that's a little bit weird. And especially when we find something of the same pattern in Bechukotai. In Bechukotai telechu, liyot amelim batorah. List of incredible brochas that you'll get, right? Wow, amazing. You can end up in Gan Eden, double the size of Adam HaRishon. I mean, can't do better. And then, v'im lo tishma'uli. So what's the v'im lo tishma'uli? So the im lo tishma'uli is an opposite extreme. The im lo tishma'uli, says Rashi, lios amelim b'teira. Okay, that part, I mean, that sounds okay. But what is it, the shmia, says Rashi? Lishmoa divrei, lishmoa midrashei chachamim. And what is the meaning of li? En li ela misha makir es ribeinai umechavein limreit bay. Whoa, hold on a second. He started off talking about the idea of Leah's Amelim B'Teira and being Zeichet in his amazing brachas. And then the opposite is to be Kaifer Bako, Shiva, Dvorim, one leads to the other. But the thing that you lead to is already incipient in the initial idea. In other words, the Lotishmu Li somehow is the equivalent of the Dvar Hashem Baza here. Now that's really weird. I mean, let me point out to you another issue here that raises the same problem. We spoke about initially the idea of B'shloisha Ketarim Nichtaru Yisrael and how wonderful this is. And this is the idea of what it means to be Keser HaTera and Mishin Asor Libo L'Kayim Mitzvah Zehukara U'Liot Muchtar B'Keser HaTera. The problem is that in the context of this Liot Muchtar B'Keser HaTera, we find a fascinating halacha, which is Tchilat Dino Shel Adam. This is the halacha immediately before. Halacha, Tchilat Dino Shel Adam, Eno Dan Ela Al HaTalmud, V'achar Kach Al Sha'ar Ma'asav. Lefichach Omru Chachamim Lo Lam Yasok Adam B'Torah Ben Lishma Ben Shalo Lishma, Shemitok Shalo Lishma Ba Lishma. Now, this idea of the relationship of Lishma or Shelo Lishma, first of all, I mean, the Rambam is relying over here on a definition of Lishma by Torah that he hasn't even said yet, because he only introduces the idea of Lishma in Hilchos Teshuva. And we're still holding here in Hilchos Talmud Torah, way before we get to Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva, where he talks about what Lishma is. So the idea, apparently, is that I don't need to have a firm definition of what Lishma and what Shelo Lishma is here. And later on, I'll come to understand that Lishma has to do with Avas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetziva, whatever, I understand. And he says, since Tchilas Dinai Shel Adam is on the Talmud, therefore it's Kedai to be Yosef Keter Ben Lishma Ben Shelo Lishma. I mean, I don't understand why that has to do with Tchilas Dinai. And I thought that over here we're going to be interested in introducing a completely new idea, which is the Mishna So Libo Lekai Mitzvah Zokara Ui, which is the next halach. So in other words, the introductory halach that defines the Keser of Torah and how it's Munach V'Emed and whoever wants to take it can have it and Mamzer Talmud Chochem is Gadol from even the Kain Gadol Am HaOretz, and this is the greatest Keser there could possibly be. That part is still necessary, even for the aspect of Shelo Lishma. We haven't gotten yet to the halacha of Mishna Sa'olibo. We're talking about learning Shelo Lishma. So if we're talking about learning Shelo Lishma, why are we introducing the learning Shelo Lishma with B'shloshik Tarim Nichtaru Yisrael? It doesn't make any sense. That idea of learning Torah, even Shelo Lishma, that could have been in the first parak, as far as I'm concerned. You're only introducing the concept of Mishin Sa'oli Bo L'Kayem Mitzvah Zo Karoi Veliyot Muchtar B'Keter Torah in Halacha Vav. But in Halacha Hey, you've said Ben Lishma Ben Shelo Lishma. So you could, of course, say, okay, so I'm working my way up. First I'm talking about Shelo Lishma. Then I'm coming to, oh, but if you want to do it right, but then why not introduce the idea of Keser Shel Torah before you start saying what it means to do it right. Why first begin with Kisur Shel Torah, then talk about doing it wrong, Shelo Lishma, and only then talk about, and if you want to be Zarecha the Kisur Shel Torah, then here's the way to do it. Right? Yeah. You could start with the idea. Listen, learning Torah is very important. Tchilas Dinah, and even if it's Shelo Lishma, it's Kedai, but you should know. Torah is something entirely different to such a thing as learning. That's mamish to be ra'ukira u'ila, and that's a whole different thing. So, there's no question that what seems to be going on over here is that we are defining a different level of our relationship to Torah, which can be accessed itself, Shelo Lishma. In other words, suppose I read the next halach. I say, Mishu rotze l'kayim mitzvah zo kara'ui. V'lihiyot muhtar b'keter ha-Torah. Why does he say v'lihiyot muhtar b'keter ha-Torah? Does he mean that I am being Isaac because I want the Keser Shel Torah? That isn't that ipso facto not Lishma? Doesn't the Rambam define Torah Lishma by saying that if he wants to be Zeicha to Elam Haba, that's called Shel Lishma? So is Keser Shel Torah more Lishma than Elam Haba itself? Suppose the person is motivated by an intense desire to achieve his own shleimus. I want to be the Adam HaShalem. He does not see that shleimus in terms of the relationship to the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't count yet as Talimud Torah Lishma. Is that considered to be Lakayim Mitzvah Zokara'ui? That he's got nothing else on his head? Is that introduced by Mitok Shelo Lishma Balishma? Is the need to know Mitok Shelo Lishma Balishma in some way really catalyzed by my understanding that Tchilas Dinai Shel Adam is only al HaTorah, and therefore? So in other words, what? So I should be afraid of the din? I mean, that's the ultimate Shelo Lishma, to tell me Tchilas Dinai Shel Adam. That's mitoch yira. I mean, that the Rambam says, lo lam lo yomar. They're learning with it in order to escape the clawless, to be zeichat al amam. So what is he saying? And it's completely confusing. And then how do we get from there? I understand once you started telling me, you know, I mean, it was like a hint, tchilas dina shel adam, that we're talking about din, so at the end, if we come out with dvar Hashem bozo, oh boy, now I hear you better. You know, I'm glad you introduced this slowly because, man, it was overwhelming, you know. And the truth is, but of course, the whole idea.
Sorry.
The whole idea of Maimed Har Sinai is, in fact, riddled with these problems. In other words, on the one hand, Maimed Har Sinai introduced us to this amazing idea of a possibility of Leah Segula Mikola Amim, to be an Am Kadesh, to be able to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, and to recognize that this will be the entire focus of my separations, of everything else, they're nothing to me. Kili Kol Haaretz, as Rashi says, Ve'ena Shava Beinai L'Klum. I don't even look at that. It's not meaningful to me. You are what is meaningful to me. And at the same time, having heard those words and having said Nase v'nishma, we experience the Kofaleim Archegiyis exactly in the same way, as if our identity is threatened. What do you mean your identity is threatened? Well, because if Lamaisa, the tviya of recognizing Atem Ra'isem is a tviya to throw yourself into a relationship of love, which of course that entire statement is all a love story. That's part of Zachartu L'Chesed Noraich. You saw what I did. You saw that I care. You saw how much Mitzrayim did. These are all Rashi's chotim. All of the things that Mitzrayim did, I never cared Mitzrayim. They can all go to hell as far as I'm concerned. I only was concerned when they started up with you. Then it really bothered me. I mean, just the whole description is a description of an opening for a relationship. So it's basically about Torah Lishma. So what is it that turned us off? Exactly that. Same thing happens with Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is walking around the garden whistling. Like, and it never occurs to you, like, doesn't he have anything else to do but walk around the garden and whistle when I'm hiding in the trees? So what's your response? I'm running away. It's exactly the same thing as Kofalayim HaRachigigis. So in other words, the darga of the ultimate lishma of a thing is introduced at Har Sinai first by a vision of what this holds out. The fact that your interest in what this holds out may be exceedingly immature and may not be motivated by the relationship that it holds out, but rather what's in it for me in this relationship. Now, obviously, every human love affair has exactly that same problem. There's something in this that the question is, what's in it for me? Or is the question, what's in it for us? Is it an infatuation or is it a love? Is it ultimately about me or is it ultimately about the commitment to the nature of being itself and obviously, therefore, to the Motzei Rishon? So this means that the element of Lishma or Shelo Lishma is irrelevant. Both of them need to be after an exposure of what are we talking about, gentlemen? This is what we're talking about. Now you want to tell me why you want what it is that we're talking about? You may be very immature and you want this love affair because you're looking to what can I get out of the love affair? It never occurs to you that asking the question of what I can get out of it is ipso facto a violation of love. And Lamaisa, what happens ultimately is precisely the result of that vision. So that whether it's in terms of Vayachazu et Elohim Vayachlu v'yishtu, or it's in terms of the search for security in which Zeh Moshe Ha'ish and the Asiyas Ha'egel, or whether it's in the search of Modor Rabba Le'araisa, I mean, this is, I don't understand. I thought this was good for me. Now I got a mountain over my head. I can't deal with it, and so on and so forth, right? All of those things, which, by the way, the idea of the mountain over my head, as Tosfos explains when he brings the whole Medrash, that even though I said Nasa v'Nishma, it is specifically the Asik in Teresh Baal Peh that is driving me crazy. Why? The Lashon of the Medrash is because it demands a complete commitment and involvement, and I don't want that. That's not what I came in here for. So in other words, it directly relates to the questions of Misha Nisa'oli Bolakai Mitzvah Zokara'oi. Therefore, the first thing the Rambam says is, you should know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Well, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a bris on Har Sinai? Was it completely destroyed? Ke'ilu, as the Ramban says, ke'ilu, that bris was completely mufar. Now we're coming out to reestablish the bris. Nonetheless, we're going back to Har Sinai, as we started pointing out at the beginning of this series. So ultimately, what we're looking at is the development of the original experience at Har Sinai, which is the only access that we have to Torah. It was only there that we were able to be made on Moshe Rabbeinu, v'gam b'cha yaminu li'olam. It was there that we heard the chavivus of Moshe, Moshe, not Moshe, 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 so that we actually experienced the inyonim of the giving over of the Torah with the same love and chavivus and patience and so on that was involved in the essential moment of Har Sinai. And nonetheless, that doesn't mean that we suddenly became capable of ourselves relating to it. But since Tzivu Chachamim mitok shelo lishma balishma, and the tviya of the din shel Adam is not that you should have been able to be aimed on the lishma, but rather that you should have ended up being mekayim this mitzvah properly. And therefore, your answer that, but I couldn't. I wasn't holding on the madrega of love like that. Pasha Ein came when I put on my tefillin. And when I was Mekabel Shabbos, I was really turned on with all this stuff that I was doing. So it seems to me it makes more sense to be Isaac in those mitzvahs lishma, and to be put aside right now, the learning. You know, maybe one day I'll grow up. Ah, the problem is Tfilas Dina is on the limud. So if that's the case, it means that you cannot make that cheshbon. Since we talk shalom lishma balishma, that's what you have to be Isaac in, because that in the end is the pasuk says. The limadetem otam ushmartem lasotam. So the yesod of that space still is dependent on at least your knowledge and understanding that the nature of what happens on Har Sinai is ultimately the gilui of the Keser HaTorah. Fine. Now, initially, the first shiurim, what we did with the first shiurim was like this. First, we spoke about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, as I said. Then we went to talk about Kisser Shel Torah. Now, at the end of the shiur of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, what we ended up talking about was what? It was on Lag BaOmer. We were talking about Hod Shebahod. And what we ended up understanding was that creation is there in order to provide dignity and uniqueness and specificity, all of the inyanim of Hod Shebahod, that is essentially the Sod Chamishim, we said. Without that Sod Chamishim, which is why everything starts changing on Lag BaOmer, it takes us up to the Omer Chamishim. And that's what you need to understand, and that it's a tragedy that our own relationship to Torah has nothing to do with that, no actualization. And instead, it's so small-minded and full of jealousies, exactly like Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Conformity, as if you're on the side of Nimrod HaRosh, not Avram Avinu. And basically, we ended up saying, not understanding that that's what Torah is about, is not understanding what it is to be human. Because it's because of that. Na'asa Adam Nemar Bavurecha. And Na'asa Adam, in terms of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is the element of an indeterminate creation that you have to create. Unbelievable, wonderful, beautiful. There's only one problem with all of this. That bris, which is clearly the renewal of the bris, because in the Bichukosai, we have the nature of Maisa Bereishis in terms of Shemitah V'Yovel, and that goes all the way back to the nature of Torah as Kriya versus Keri. The whole thing is about intellectually me carry, and is compared in the Medrash with the Pasuk of the idea of who are Gibore Koach Oisei Devorosh Lishmoa Bekol Devoroi. This could be two things. It could be Nasa V'Nishma, which is Oise, Nasa, Lishmoya, V'Nishma. Or it could be Shemri Shvius and Yoiva. So obviously, what we're talking about is the same issue couched in different language, right? Okay. So that would mean that somehow or other, these endings of Vayikra, in which I give up, where I have a completely different sense of what Bilus means, I have a completely different sense of what achievement means, I no longer view the world as something to be manipulated by me, I don't think about it in terms of what I own, but rather what the Torah has been saving me to do with what is given me to use. And it isn't mine to sell, it's mine to be. And all of those incredible inyanim. That's great. Now let's remember the closing sugyas. What are the closing sugyas about? Closing sugyas are all in terms of what appears to be a lack of individuality. And that's what relates them to the beginning of Bamidbar. This is also a shir on Bamidbar, by the way. As I mentioned earlier, but I forgot to mention at the beginning. I'm trying to be kailal, the transition from Vayikra to Bamidbar, where we know that we have a Mesera, that you're supposed to be first Mane. First you do the Minyan in Bamidbar, even sometimes in Nasei, as in this year. And only there do you go and you're Mekabel the Torah. You talk about the Amida Bifnei Har Sinai. And it doesn't seem to be related. I want to show how profoundly it's related. Because what happens over there at the end of Vayikra, we define everyone with an Erech Kavua that has nothing to do with his individuality. What age are you? What sex are you? Oh, come on. I mean, this is the issue. Well, and what would be the din legabe being Meser Nefesh if somebody has a gun to your head and says, well, you know, shoot so-and-so or else you die. So-and-so is a criminal that spends his entire life running around and stealing from people. And you are Meisher Rabbeinu. So what does Meisher Rabbeinu say? I die? What, chas v'shalom? Ain't deichi nefesh bipnei nefesh. What do you mean nefesh? That's what it's about, nefesh? The last time I heard that was with the priests of Nayach. We're over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't even say the word human. There were no humans. There were only nefeshites, and there was Basar, and the nefesh and the Basar. So that's all that we are, is basically a couple of bucks worth of chemicals that are working together with a nefesh. So ain't doch a nefesh, but a nefesh. Tell me your sex, tell me your age, and I tell you what you're worth. What is that supposed to mean, Bichlal? That it should be no geah la halacha to be kiveya the din and mitzvah asfara. You understand? Yeah, mitzvah asfara. I mean, I don't need a pasuk for that. Ain't doch a nefesh b'pnei nefesh. So I don't understand. And when we get to Bamidbar, what do we find out? We get to Bamidbar, we find out that, listen, guys, I got to just take your numbers, okay, please. We got to add this up. But I don't like my mishpacha. Frankly, I couldn't care less what you like or you don't like. This is your place. This is where you're sticking. This is where we're putting you. And don't even think about it. As a matter of fact, as the Gemara says, Le'olam al yishaneh adam mi'umnut avotav. If your father was a doctor, you're going into medicine. But I don't like medicine. I mean, what do you think? You live in a bubble of some kind. You're an extension of the Doris before. After three generations of medicine, you're not going to be a medicine man. Don't be silly. What kind of stuff is this? So we go directly to this, and it's profoundly affecting people. Because by the time we get a little bit into the Sefer, and we start talking about Levi and Levi, no, don't help me. You're from the singers, and I'm from the people who close the gates. I mean, if you want to help me close a gate, you're going to be Chayav Misa. Chayav Misa for help? Yes, it's not your job. I want to do another job? Tough. What kind of business is that? And then we get into this whole idea in which Korach says the natural result of this. Yes, indeed. We're all basically the same. Kulam shamu bar sinai anokhi Hashem elokecha. So what's the problem? Why are you, what's so special about you? And the results, the results of this were people saying, this is crazy. We can't live like this. Anybody who gets too close to the Mishkan gets his head handed to him. What is this? What are we, cannon fodder? We're ayim tamnu legvoa. Everything that we do wrong, pow. What kind of life is that? And this whole idea, amazingly, is so central that it's so entirely biological that the Gemara says an androgynous has no erech. It's not part of the standard biology spectrum. Sorry. Sorry? I have no value. Sorry, no value. You're not part of the Erechin. And what we're talking about in terms of the Mispar is the Mishpachosam. You have Sefer Yuchasim? You don't have Sefer Yuchasim? No, forget about it. Goodbye, Yuch. No Yichus, no Torah. But in the end, we're Deicha the Goyim because of that. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, okay, great. Bring me your Sefer Yuchasim. And what is this all about? It's about Sivot Hashem. You know what there is about armies? I'll tell you what there is about armies. All of the people in the army are cannon fodder. That's what there is about armies. So when it comes to war, we're talking about over here measuring you in terms of your value for war. When it comes to war, we don't care if a guy is the world's greatest composer or the world's best surgeon or whatever the heck he is. He's the Beatles. The Beatles is going to go get himself killed as cannon fodder, as a simple foot. But I'm the Beatles. What? Who cares? I mean, so what happened to the whole idea of like, oh, what I can achieve and the individuality and the dignity, the uniqueness? I mean, all of it is kaput right here at the beginning. And as the Rambam even says this, the Rambam says, yes, you're going out to war. You can't even think about yourself. You can't think about your family. You can't think about your kids. And if you do, the blood of all Klal Yisrael is on your shoulders because you're an idiot. It was just this week, a beautiful article by Ron Ben Yishai. I don't know if you know, he's like this, the military analyst for a number of newspapers. So the name of the article is Lama Lo Ninatzeach B'Milchama Haba'ah. Why do we not have a chance of winning the next war? It's very simple. We do not tolerate losses. We allow mothers to call up a sergeant and say, listen, my little boy needs. And everybody is going around thinking about only himself. So how, you can't run a war like that, obviously. There's no longer an army. There's no tzava. How do you expect to win a war without a tzavat? So basically the whole idea that the Rambam says, the nature of like what it means to be Yotzei al Yichud Hashem and to be able to recognize this is my job and so on. For heaven's sakes, this is the simplest U.S. soldier and an English soldier who went out to fight in the Second World War. No, you don't repush it. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking of what we need to do to defend freedom, to defend the English-speaking peoples, as Churchill would put, whatever it is. But it was definitely something that violated the sense of the individual dignity, at least on the simple meaning of it. And you will notice, and this is the direct connection to the Erichin issue, you will notice that all of the elements that we talk about over here, which are all in terms of chashivas, have exactly the aspects of zero chashivas attached to them from the very beginning, which, of course, is innate in Kabbalah Sotar itself. Zot HaTorah Shesam Moshe. Sam could mean poison, as the Gemara points out. So the Torah can be poisonous, or it could be Sam HaChaim. But there's nothing innate in the word Sam that tells you one way or the other. Sa Es Rosh. What is the Sa Es Rosh? As the Medrash says, well, lift up his head could also mean the guillotine. You know, lift his head straight off of his body. What does Pekod mean? Exactly the same thing. I mean, that's what Rashi says right at the beginning. Why, Shevet Levi, do we not want to include in the Pekita? Because anybody in this Pekita is dead. So basically, all of this Hashivas is just to list how many graves we need in the Midbar. That's what it boils down to. So, I mean, this is like unbelievable. This continues to go on. Because the idea over here of the Mispar B'nai Yisrael in the Haftorah becomes Asher Lo Yimod V'lo Yisafer. I don't know, which way is it? Yes, we want to count. No, we don't want to count. It's a terrible thing. The same thing continues in literal dualism on Shavuos itself, where we take Rus and Orpah, point out that we have two people driven by the same drives. They're both interested in becoming Giorot. They both leave everything behind in order to come with Naomi. And the difference is that final little click in which one is the Nishuka and one is the Dvuka. Now go explain that, that should be the difference. In everything, we come over here to this parsha. What do we talk about? Seita, va'at, nitmeit. And where does it say that you'll get choked? Because hinaki is chinaki, right? Hinaki is chinaki. Well, it's close enough. So, in other words, either you will be completely cleaned or you choke to death, whatever. That's exactly the same. Who is the Nazir? Is the Nazir the Keser, Nazir, Elihav, Alav? Or is he, oh, I would never eat from a carbon of a Nazir, lo dilo mashas, retire with a guy, some kind of nut? So which one is it? Well, I mean, it depends, you know, like Shimon HaTzadik pointed out, this is a good Nazir, this is a bad Nazir, he's got nice hair, he doesn't, you know, you want, where is Ari when we need him? Good. So, I mean, this idea of this dualism, which started back with the Sir Lashem, the Sir Lazazel, but started all back after the attempt to begin to be Misakin Har Sinai, but the Shnei Tziporim, the 50-50, the B'nai Aaron, and so on. The entire thing was involved in the way in which things have this dual way of looking at them entirely. Now, Lemaisa, I mean, all of these double meanings, which they're merumas over here, that what we are doing here is specifically coming in order to be able to address once and for all how it is that the Bris on the Chukosai is going to reestablish our understanding of the placement of ourselves that can lead us to be a Tayelim Chemigan Eden, how we can readdress all of the issues that were created by the need for the Tikkunim of what went wrong on Har Sinai, such that we will be able to come back on Chag HaShavuos, maintain that connection to the original vision of Kisra Shel Torah that was exposed to us without what appeared to be the necessary stresses that appeared on Har Sinai. And we're going to flush out those stresses so that it will be possible to be Mekayim Mitzvah Zu Kera'ui. And this will take us back to be Gibore Koch Osei Dvaro, which was first Sayyidina Asim and Ishmael, ultimately to become Lishmoa B'Kol Dvaro. Note that that's exactly what the Rambam is doing here. Mamish B'derech Ruach HaKadosh. First, I'm going to give you the experience of what it is to live in a world that has a Kisser Shel Torah. Okay. Now, are you overwhelmed? Okay. It's okay to be overwhelmed. Because Amru Chachamim, you can be Isaac Shalai Lishma. I'm just telling you, you can't turn your back on the challenge. Ein Tchilas Dina Shel Adam Ela on Limud Torah. And the fact is that this is the most horrific thing, because every Jew, no matter how hard they try to turn their back on that challenge, never manage to turn their back on their challenge. The Torah is constantly gnawing away at them. So that in the end, either they're going to become apikursim, and they're going to fight, and they're going to be insane leftists, and they'll do whatever they can to destroy the whole nature of Teretz Yivalonu Moshe Marosh Kelas Yaakov, or they will be mad fanatics and religious nuts to be able to take over the Torah, to destroy it, and be mechalal it in the opposite way. Whatever it is. But it always is the thing that you just can't get rid of. And it keeps coming back to bite you. Therefore, says the Rambam, look, don't try to forget about it. Let's work on it. Mitok shelo lishma, bo lishma. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. As the Medrash asks about Har Sinai. When Klal Yisrael said, but we want to go in all the way. So asks the Medrash, I don't understand. Do you give a madman whatever he wants? These guys are crazy. They're not able to handle all of this. What do you mean? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? Obviously, it's clear that it's going to end up in disaster. But that means that the way that it was done, especially when it's done responsive to you, oh, yes, my dear lovers, you're surely deeply in love. We know where that ends. And nonetheless, we allow life to go on playing that little game, allowing our children to go and get married, and spending the next 40 years after they get married trying to figure out why they get married and how it is that they're supposed to lead their lives and so on and so forth. So why not tell them in advance? That's the point. The idea over here is an engagement in which you start with a vision and then you go to hell to try to make that vision happen. How did Gan Eden start? It started with a vision. Then you get booted out. Okay. Now you'll spend a little bit of time, maybe 5,000-6,000 years here and there, you know, in order to get back to Gan Eden. But that's exactly what everybody's life is about. So, of course, Kabbalah Satara never leaves Har Sinai. And, of course, in the end, what we're looking at is achieving that initial Brit that was shown to us in the beginning, 100%. But take a look how all of the issues of Har Sinai are interrelated here. We close the Parsha with the amazing words, "V'lo yiru kevala et hakodesh v'metu," as the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra point out, "kevala et hakodesh." Oh my God! That's how the whole thing started at the beginning. Vayechazu et Elohim vayochlu v'yishto. You swallow the kodesh. Yes, like people swallow their lovers when they're really insane. They literally do. And they put the pieces in the freezer. That's the ultimate kevala et hakodesh. Well, of course. It's all about me, ultimately, so I need it all, don't I? If I love John Lennon, I mean, obviously I can't let him live without me, right? And this is always the double meaning of these concepts, Bichlal. That's the Kabbalah at HaKodesh. The violation of the Chitzes, of Nodav Aviyu, that becomes over here, the Lo Yavo Lirot, in order to get the Kabbalah at HaKodesh. The entire description of how it is that now we have a Mishkan, and originally Har Sinai was Bapumbi and it was open and it was too dangerous. Now we're not going to be that way anymore. We're going to be living in a Mishkan and everything is going to be Bitsanua. That's exactly the existential conceit of Eloyed Boshashu that created the problem in Gan Eden in the first place. When we talk about Rus and her fearlessness of losing her identity, it's exactly the problem that we're talking about. Of being under Har Sinai. When we're talking about the Rechokim Mitzdakah, the 26 generations of Kili Olam Chasto, and now finally you can lead your own life. Yes, exactly. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to abuse the Torah, that's exactly like the mitzvah of Yibum. Kilo lo yazera. Okay, so therefore what? You do your job anyway. That's the Olam Yasek Vadamafil Shol Lishma. And that's why when the Gemara starts talking about these inyanim, it talks about chadoi nafshoi, That's all for you. It's your entire identity has to come from here. Or Kulei Alma, or Meida that Seres is Be'inan Lachem, because it is about you. So all the problems of identity that are expressed in the Mizpar B'nai Yisrael and so on, the idea of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. I mean, what is that? I got no life? No. Vayibe Alot Ha'anan. And as the Ramban explains, and the pasuk goes through at such length, yes, and sometimes it stays for a day, and sometimes for 2 days, and sometimes for a week, and sometimes for a month. I know how long it might stay, it might not stay. You don't need to spell it out to me like I'm a two-year-old. Says the Ramban, no, you do. Because what you need to understand is, what is it like to lead that kind of life? No pattern. No idea whether, do I unpack, do I not unpack? Last time I thought I wouldn't unpack, I ended up staying 2 years living out of suitcases. And then I finally said, okay, I'm going to unpack. And then the next morning I had to repack. You have no idea what your life is. What are you going to be doing? Where are you going to be living? That's unbelievable. The fact that all lives are like that, of course, doesn't really occur to people. But ultimately, it's Al Pi Hashem Yiso, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the most amazing thing is that that idea of Al Pi Hashem Yisou is the only place where we hear about Al Pi Adonai B'yad Moshe. There is no such pasuk as Zot HaTorah Asher. I'm so confused. Asher, what? Asher Sam, that's it. Asher Sam Moshe L'Bnei B'nei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem B'yad. This is explicit. The only time it mentions Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe is in terms of the masos and in terms of the countings, whether it's counting tkahos, counting merori, or actually traveling. That's Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. What are we putting together, this kimura of two different psukim, and pretending that the Torah is Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe? But because obviously we are very intelligently noting that exactly the issues over here of the Machana and the Nesia, and most importantly, the Degolim, because it was the Degolim that was the tikkun of the whole thing, remember. Initially, Klal Yisrael didn't get the Degolim. They desperately wanted the Degolim. And all of a sudden, now we get the Degolim. How many Degolim? 22,000 Machanais of the Malachim. How many Levim do we have? 22,000 Levim. That's the Rivavot Alfei Yisrael, Shtei Rivavot, Shtei Alafim. That's the reason that, good heavens, if you're not Isaac and Piri of Arivya, getting back to the Erech and into the Mishpacha business, then you're being Mamayat the Demus. Why? Well, what happens if it slips below 22,000 and then the Shechina disappears from Yisrael? But I mean, what's the chances that's going to be? That isn't the point. What it is pointing at is a direct relationship of the biological functionality of what it is that you are involved in, and the miyat of the demus, which is the entire nature of the presence of the Shechina. And that means that we're viewing the two things as being deeply interrelated, even to the point of what we say every time when we take out the Torah and we hold it up. It's v'zei seteira shetziv Hashem, together with the Nesia. Of course, that was the inyan of the Orein HaBris itself. And it's because of that that it's clear that there's been a development that allows us the Degolim. We know that those Degolim are actually dangerous. Well, obviously they're dangerous. In other words, the idea of wanting to have the Dveikus to the Degolim when you aren't ready for the Degolim is precisely the drive to religiosity, having a community which is specifically yours and which will protect you, all of which is the opposite of Merasha Kihilat Yaakov. Either you're aimed on the Kihilat Yaakov, or you have a completely different intern. Same way that the Egel we view ultimately as, even though it was only meant as a direction, and as Zer Moshe Ha'ish, and so it doesn't matter. We treat it Kihilu, it is Aveda Zara Mamish. Why? It's a substitution of a completely different system of values. The same thing is true of all of these drives. You want to discover these drives, then you need to be aimed on the nature of the army, of the Tzva Hashem. You want to be an individual, and you want to ultimately come to yourself, then you need to know where the coming into oneself comes from. And that requires you to understand the difference between the nature of the Kisra Shel Torah and the Malchus and Arba Yossi, Kibbushuk Rabbi, Malachim and Lochu, and the idea of being from the beautiful people. Everybody wants to be part of the beautiful people. And as the Rambam says, in Hilchos Geiros, which is the entire Kabbalah Satara, Ein Yisrael Yecholim Lekabel Rov Tova Ba'olam Hazeh. And this, of course, as we know, the Rambam says over here, it brings the Mishnah, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, Pas Melech Teichal. So that means that in the describing of nature, of what it is to be able to be Mekabel Torah, you have to distinguish between the nature of the ultimate tznius that we're talking about this, and atem mamitim atzbechem mefanai, atem hameat mikol ha'ami, and the nature of a Moshe Rabbeinu, who is anachnu ma, and the difference between a Moshe Bereshis, that is Tela Eretz Abolima. Everybody's mamayat himself, yeah. And the idea, and there's many midrashim that go throughout the parasha that talk about the concept of tznius and the opposite in terms of Bilam. And of course, the whole Kilas Yaakov is Bilam's understanding of the strange interrelationship between understanding tzniut and the chashivas of the individual, which people think is the exact opposite. Well, if I'm supposed to be, I mean, if I'm really one of the beautiful people, I mean, I should be out there and everybody should see me and so on and so forth. In the end, the question over here about the idea of Ein Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, let me ask you something. How about a goy? A goy is told, I'm going to shoot you unless you kill so-and-so. So is he supposed to be Meiser Nefesh, not to kill so-and-so, or can he kill so-and-so? Amazingly, the only reason that I cannot kill so-and-so is not because, well, it doesn't make, as the moralists and the analyzers in the University of Ethics will tell you, you know, all the old trolley car questions, you know, do you move the trolley car to the track with the more people, with all, you know, all the hundreds of different questions. So basically, l'halacha, the chiyuv to allow yourself to be killed comes from where? The svara? That Ein Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh? No. Why no? Because if someone has a gun to my head and is telling me what to do, it isn't really my choice. It's someone else's action using me. I am not mechuyev to give up my life for someone else's choice. Same thing is true with a guy. Why should he give up his life? I understand. I can't choose to do it. In other words, if I am a vampire and I need to drink your blood in order to survive, that I understand. I can't actively kill you in order to survive. But I'm not killing you when somebody's got a gun to my head. That's called anus. And the Torah says, "Lenara lo taseh davar." You are not the boss of your actions, and therefore you're not mechuyev to give up your life. Why am I chayev? Because it says in the Torah, "V'ahavta at Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha v'chol na'avshecha." Love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means anything. Really? So why don't I have to give up my life if somebody says I should be Mechal Shabbos to cook him a steak? Because it says, V'chai behem, V'lo sheyamut behem. Ah, but I mean, it couldn't possibly say V'chai behem if I'm going to kill somebody else. I mean, why would your V'chai behem be more important than somebody else? Oh, you're right. Ah, so then you're back to V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, which is the chiyev of Kiddush Hashem. Oh, all right. Okay, but the goy isn't chiyev of Kiddush Hashem. Also right. Okay, so then there's no svara anymore of Ein Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. You see what a totally different way of looking at things this is. Now let me ask you another question. You have these beautiful people completely convinced everything. Of course, we believe in individuality, or we believe in personal achievement, or we believe in all of the grand ideas that Esav steals from Yaakov ultimately. Yes, 100%. Okay. Do you say Kriyat Shema? Ask these people. I ask these people. You say Kriyat Shema? Yes. Every single day, twice a day, three times a day. Wonderful. That's so nice to hear. So when you say Kriyat Shema, you mekayim the mitzvah of thinking that you'll be Moser Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, if you're called to do so. Yeah, of course. I mean, it says that's what you're supposed to be mechavin. I do the mitzvahs. Okay. So let me ask you something. Guy comes to you and says, look, I know that you Jews always tie your left shoe first because it's berumas and kshira. I think this is a bunch of garbage. Now, if you're willing to be real about life and you're ready to start tying your right shoe first, right here and now in front of me, I let you live. If you want to be an idiot and tie your left shoe first, I am going not to shoot you. First, I'm going to shoot all your children in front of you. Then I'm going to take away your van. Oh, my God. Yep. I'm going to burn down the little playground that you made in the beginning, in your room, in your front lawn. And then I'm going to shoot you. So what is it? Family, van, and life? Or I refuse to change the way that I tie my shoe. Come on. Come on. It's a shat shmad. The guy wants you to do bedafka against the Torah. Nu? Well, that's the issue. Because on that level, the avahavtat Hashem Elokecha, you suddenly realize this is an army. There's nothing else that means anything except Kiddush Hashem, and therefore the fact that this idiot is going to think that I don't care about the mitzvahs Hashem is enough to die for. But all I've been working for the past 40 years was the fact that I have a family and I have that van and I've been working on that van and I need all of this stuff and all of a sudden that's worth more than my life. Okay, but it says, if in case it's worth more than your life, then b'chol nafshecha becomes b'chol me'odecha, and so on and so forth. There's nothing to do about it. That means that ultimately, either you understand who you are, and in understanding who you are and the life that you lead, you suddenly have access, once that's true, to the real meaning of the Kisser Shel Torah, to tefillah. Remember, if you don't understand that, tefillah is optional. It's like a thing that I do. I am here. I am extant. I have all of that existential conceit that allows me to be entitled to have a life. I'm entitled to have a life. I'm entitled to that beautiful van and those kids and all of the fun that I have in life. And I'm entitled to being one of the beautiful people which finally humanity has managed to bring forth. That's what I'm here for. Oh. But that's not what you're here for. That may emerge once you know what you're here for. So at that point, tefillah is no longer optional. At that point, it's all that you have. Is that connection to where every ounce of hashpah is coming min hashamayim to grant you life at this moment, to give you these opportunities. That's what you are. It's not something that you're doing that isn't just, it could help what you are. It is what you are. Once that is true, then in the context of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and in the context of understanding your placement in a machana, the real meaning of how these 22,000 machanas of malachim, of what it meant for them to be soviv the Shechina, that it never occurred to them that there's anything else that they have but this Sviyat HaShechina. They can never take something from that. It's only life is what it really is. At that moment is truly nizgala, the fact that it is for you, and that it is for your creativity, and that it is for your godless, and that it is for the unbelievable fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go whistling around Gan Eden in order for you to stick out a tentative hand and to dance. Exactly. But not if you're Eimet Keneged, everything that is real in the world. That can't be. It's Tela Eretz HaBulima. Now, I understand that that's difficult. Okay. So then it's a function of Shelo Lishma. But you understand that this is where you need to get. I understand what that Kisser Shel Torah would mean. I want it. I want it for me. Even though you want it for you, in the end, it's going to become so real that you're going to really want it. And that's the point. So that at the beginning of Shavuos, you're right. You wanted it for you. Nase v'nishma, wonderful. I didn't even tempt you with the degolim. But when it comes to the one guy that understood Kiddush Hashem, and all he wanted is Matayavoli Adiva Akaimena, Rabbi Akiva, which the entire period of leading up to Kabbalah Satira and Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to Har Sinai, that's what he saw, is Rabbi Akiva. That was the guy who survived. This is my covet. And how did he do it, says the Gemara? Dagul mirabava. He darshan the posik dagul mirabava and understood what the rivavais of the degolim and how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an os amidst those degolim in which everything surrounds that. That is real. And once that's real, then this zaken is roi. In fact, that roi was the source of all of the mishnayos. Kulam alibad Rabbi Akiva. That was the source of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In the end, that's the source of exactly the same thing. Rebokar zra et zarecha, like everybody does. Make all the mistakes while you're young, you know. And then there's some little piece at the end that may make all of the difference and be worth everything that you did 100 times over. And this essentially is the hachona for understanding what we're really talking about and why it is so threatening to be standing on our scene. Of course it's threatening. It's tremendously threatening. And yet nonetheless, as the Rambam puts it, you understand what Kisser Shel Torah is, what it could mean, and you put it behind you, and that's your idea. Poter mayim, you throw out the water. Reishis Madon, that's the beginning of the end. Because in the end, that is Dvar Hashem Basa. Therefore, once you understand this, there's really no escaping. If you want to be Mekayim et Kira'ui and you want to actually do it because of what it is, then don't even think about anything else. I'm not telling you that that's what you have to, because that's something that you can develop. But I'm saying that that's what you have to look to, and that's what has to ultimately be possible for you. And then everything else can happen. So with this outline, I think we're ready to now begin approaching the Inyanim, and in the Inyanim of Talmud Torah itself, because as you can see, these are like very, very complex levels of Diyukim in the Madregas of Talmud Torah, and they are a way in which it's possible to come closer and closer to a reality, which is what Torah as being non-optional, not only Tefillah, implies. And that Torah being non-optional is exactly what the nature is of discovering the reality in which we're embedded in a way that, yes, of course it leads to craziness, and of course it can lead us to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but at that point, Nasa Adam Nemar Bavarecha. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Laila Tov, they're sort of waiting for us for Mayrib, so we'll go in there and maybe we can still help them out. Okay.
You see the catalyst that's our
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah. Sure.